it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Jeff Rieger. Another episode of the Daily Ticket. It's a Thursday. We're almost to the end of the week. It's the 11th of April, 2024. And tonight we have ourselves another massive game. I got to be honest, though. I think you tune in for honesty. At least I hope so. And maybe to be entertained just a smidge. I hope I do that rather well, too. Or maybe just a little bit. However, Wings play the Penguins tonight. I'm exhausted. I am. I just don't necessarily care anymore. Yesterday's game broke me. Tuesday's game broke me against the Capitals, losing 2-1. Patrick Kane got a goal with like 1 second remaining in regulation. I'm just done. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. The Capitals stink. They're a minus 40 goal differential. I get it, man. They still have a chance. There's four games left. They take on Pittsburgh. They take on Toronto back-to-back with the Habs, although Montreal has been beating teams. I just think that they missed their opportunity. And whatever happens from here on out, then so be it. If Derek Lalonde gets fired, then so be it. If Steve Yzerman shakes things up drastically, then so be it. They had their chances. Then they lost seven games in a row without picking up a single point. They looked awful doing so. They looked unmotivated, unfocused, looked like they didn't even show up most nights. So you know what? I'm kind of done. Tuesday's game was it for me. If they won that game, and I really thought they were going to win that game because the Capitals blow. But if they won that game, yes, I'd be right there. All right, playoff push. But I've been beaten into submission. And I'm not going to give them my time anymore. I'm not going to allow them to suck me back in just to be disappointed once again. So could the Wings win tonight? Sure. Do I think they're going to win tonight? No. No Michael Rasmussen, no Andrew Kopp, and Sidney Crosby's been unfucking believable for the Penguins. That's a 36-year-old dude showing everybody that's willing to watch that he's still one of the greatest centermen in the game. So I don't know where you're at. I don't even know if you've been all into this playoff race. I have. I would have loved to see playoff hockey at Little Caesars Arena. I love the NHL playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs. But if they get in, cool. I'll be happy. I'm going to, of course, watch. I want them to get in. But I am not putting my passion on the line once again. They had the biggest game of their careers, at least some of them, like a Dylan Larkin per se. And they scored one goal. And listen, they put plenty of traffic up on Washington. They were in the offensive zone enough times. I mean, they didn't play a bad game by any means. And yes, they ran into a hot netminder. But the Capitals blow. They had just lost six in a row, and then the Wings lose 2-1 to them. So I'm curious. You can hit me up if you want on the comment section. Are you still into this? Or did Tuesday break your spirit? Did it break your back? I'm good with the season being done. If you call me a quitter or a fair weather fan or a bandwagon jumper, I'm guilty. Guilty. So I hope they win tonight, but I don't think they're going to win tonight. And if you really look at the hockey they've played over the last 2 to 3 months, it hasn't been good. Like, yes, I painted the tale that they collected points in 3 or 4 games, and I was excited. I thought they should pummel the Capitals. They've already beat the Capitals one time this season, 8-3. I thought they would beat them again. Oh, how wrong I was. Here's the other thing, too. The Red Wings could actually lose to the Penguins. Penguins could jump the spot, or the Capitals win. It doesn't even matter. There's still 3 games left after that. Like, nobody wants to win this damn spot. Look at Philly, for fuck's sakes. Philadelphia has lost 8 games in a row. John Tortorella more than likely is going to get whacked. They just lost to, was it Columbus? 9-3? Anyway, are you still into this playoff push? I'm a beaten man. I don't care anymore. Tuesday night was it for me. But the podcast today is not even about that. I hope the Wings win tonight. I do. And if you want them to win, if you're truly into it, if you're going to be on the edge of your seat, then I'm rooting for you to have success. But I wanted to also talk about something that I found really weird. So yesterday I'm playing a little golf, and Jim Costa direct messaged on Twitter me this cup by Jared Goff. So Goff goes on a podcast, okay, and what's the podcast name? I just know the guy's name who put on the podcast or who the audio is courtesy of. It is from Wilbo YT. Now, if I should know who that is, I'm sorry, but I don't. But Jared Goff went on this man's podcast, and he was talking about many things Detroit Lions. And then he got to the Detroit media. This is such a weird comment for me. It's so bizarre, and I don't think he's talking about radio. I think he's talking about the written word. I think he's talking about beat writers. I think he's talking about writers. I want to play this comment for you because I feel it's like out of left field. Then I want to discuss, and then I'm going to solve a mystery for you as well. First, a comment. Jared Goff on this podcast. Take a listen.
I probably need to drop it pretty soon here because I'm going to hopefully be in Detroit for a long time. But I have this thing with our local media where, like, they almost, like, relish in negativity at times. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what gets clicks and that's what sells, but it's no longer what they need to live in. Like, right. Hey guys, like we have a good team. We've had success. Like, we can be happy about that. We can celebrate that and not have to write about how, like, we're constantly the underdog. Like, no, like, teams are going to be gunning for us now. Like, we won the division and all that. And I'm probably overthinking it in my head just because it's the chip on my shoulder and the competitor in me. But in that moment, I was just giving that guy a hard time. I actually really like him, but
I think that's great.
All right. So at the very end, he said, I was just giving that guy a hard time. I really like him. Right. Who's the guy? We got to solve that mystery. I'm not quite sure anybody knows the answer, but I'm going to give it to you. But before we give you the answer, before we solve a mystery that you didn't even know you needed solving until you heard Jared Goff speak, what the hell is he talking about? Whether he's talking about radio or print media, journalism, whatever the case is, when Jared Goff first came to town, yeah, there was a lot of negativity. Sean McVay, of course, did not want him. He was thought to be a bridge quarterback. Nobody thought he would get to this point where eventually he's going to sign a massive contract. He's going to make a whole lot of money. $50 million a season for 4 years, people are saying. $200 million. So year one, yeah. I mean, listen, Goff wasn't very good. The team wasn't very good. Wasn't Goff's fault. Was the print media or any media negative? I mean, I guess so, sure. But as far as the last couple of years, when they went on their little winning streak after a 1-6 start last year, and then this year, when they go all the way to the NFC title game, nobody's negative. Like, what's Jared talking about? Maybe he's like Michael Jordan. Maybe he planted it in his head and he needs to create the scenario just so it motivates him. You heard him say, I got a chip on my shoulder, right? Do you think Detroit media is negative? Now, I will fully admit, reveling in negativity, I do that. I don't run from it. I don't hide from it. I enjoy a little negativity. I'm not going to lie to you. I do. Listen, I want our teams to win. But when things get negative, I enjoy that as well. I enjoy the adversity. I enjoy watching people to see how they react to the adversity. But more than anything else, like, negativity sells as well. You're either really good, people are interested, or you're really, really bad and people are interested. I can play both ways. I got no issue with the negativity. If Jared Goff is speaking to me, which I know he's not, yes, I revel in negativity. I am guilty. But it's funny looking on social media. So many reporters, so many media members worrying that it's them that Goff is talking about. Like, who cares? Same thing with Brad Holmes when he came out with his receipts. Who cares? If Brad Holmes or Jared Goff or anybody doesn't think you're doing a good job or you think they're too negative, who cares what they think? Who cares what I think? It doesn't matter. But is Detroit media too negative? Sports media in Detroit, is it too negative? And the answer is, fuck no. Like, not even close. Guys, think about this for a second. The Pistons are historically bad. More than likely, they're going to set a record for the worst team in franchise history. They went on a 28-game losing skid. How many articles did you see written about Monty Williams and that he should be fired? How many articles did you see written about Troy Weaver, who threatened to beat up a fan, and that he should be fired? The answer is zero. Nobody's writing that article. Why? Because the media is not even asking those questions. The media is soft, guys. This isn't New York or Philadelphia or Boston. Detroit media is soft. And I like the majority of people in the media. Look at the Red Wings. 7-game winless skid, collecting absolutely no point after being in the postseason, 8-9 points above the playoff cut line, after having an 80% chance to make the playoffs. How many people have written the article, Derek Alone should be fired? You got Bob Duff from the Windsor Star. That was a report. His sources said that he might get fired because Steve Yzerman's pissed off. But how many columnists? How many writers? Nobody's written that article that Lalonde should be fired. In other cities, they would write that article. Hell, I did 2 podcasts about it. You know? Look at the Tigers, for crying out loud. They're punting this season. We talked about this yesterday. Nobody's writing the article about how Scott Harris doesn't want to win right now and cares more about the direction of his team and how it shouldn't be like this. Who's sticking up for you, the longtime suffering fans? Nobody is. This ain't a negative media. Like, not at all. Come on. Give me a break. Stop it. Negativity. You couldn't be in a better spot, Jared. You're going to get paid a whole lot of money, but you don't have 150 microphones in your face. I mean, give me a break. Negative media. If he wants to call me negative, oh, yeah, I'm negative all the time. I don't run from it. I don't care what people think. If they think I'm negative, cool. I don't know why media members care what people think. Media members seem to be going out of their way to say, no, I wasn't negative. Who cares? I mean, Jerry Goff pretty much admitted it might be in his head too. Did he not? In that cut? So I'm curious, do you think Detroit media is negative? The answer is absolutely not. We give athletes a free pass most of the time, excluding a couple of people. I like to think I'm one of those people that will ask the tough questions. I've pissed off so many people. I made Jim Leland mad at me, kicked me out of his office many times, and now we're buddies. I've made AJ Hinch mad, or at least irritated. I pissed off Mike Babcock. I mean, the list goes on and on. Rod Marinelli. I'm not patting myself on the shoulder, guys. I'm not. I'm nothing special. I think you know that. I'm definitely nothing special. However, I like to think that if the fans want to know the answer to something, I ask the question. Usually I say the fans were wondering. That makes them answer it, the subject answer it, because they're not answering my question. They're answering a question from their paying fan base, right? So that's how I go about it. But we're not a negative media. We're not even a tough media. We're just a media. Most people in the media are really nice. They're really positive, and they want Detroit teams to succeed. Why? Because they're fans, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. So I would love to hear from you. Jared Goff says Detroit media, kind of negative. You agree with that? Let me know. And now let's answer the question. At the very end, Jared Goff said, I wasn't mad at that guy. I actually like him. Who was he talking about? What media member was he talking about? I'll give you time to guess amongst yourself. Go ahead. Do 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 do. Do, 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 do. All right. I'll let the cat out of the bag now. Unsolved mysteries, now solved. It was my radio partner, Wojo. Do you remember this? This was the interaction that Jared Goff was referring to.
Jared Goff's had got a lot of really good players, obviously, but maybe not.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I said thank you.
Maybe not viewed, though, as the superstars, like the 49ers have.
All right, never mind.
But I mean, guys like St. Brown getting you.
Yep, St. Brown was first team All Pro, so.
Right, right.
So was Panay. Sorry, continue. I'm sorry.
Absolutely, but do you feel like this is a chance for more?
Yeah, I know what you're getting at. Yes, I do. I think we've got a lot of ton of great players who. Maybe haven't had the national stage that up to this point that a lot of other guys have, and obviously they have a ton of good players as well, and a ton of Pro Bowlers and All Pro players over there, and we feel like, you know, we've got a lot of good players too, though, like you mentioned, and excited to play on another national stage and be able to showcase that.
I didn't miss any, did I?
No, you got it. All good.
That's right. Jared Goff apparently was talking about Bob Winowski from the Detroit News and, of course, the Wojo and Rieger show. That's me. And 97 won the ticket. So I ask you, is the Detroit media negative? And also, how do you feel about this playoff push for the Red Wings? Are you exhausted? Are you done with it? Did Tuesday kill you? Or are you still holding out hope that maybe they get the job done? Hell, maybe you just don't want to tell anybody. Maybe secretly you're like, oh my God, come on, damn it. Come on, come on, come on. Beat the Penguins. But amongst your friends, you don't mention it because you don't want to be thought of as a fan that is gullible and has been sucked in by the constant back and forth of this playoff push. So let me know what you think. In the meantime, let's read some comments and then get the heck out of here. Yesterday's podcast was about Scott Harris punting the baseball season. He went on high heat. Mad Dog Chris Russo asked him about the team's expectation, and Harris essentially said, we have no expectations. He said, no expectations. They're focused about beating the Pirates, which they successfully did. They're not looking to win the World Series or go to the postseason this year. Nope, doesn't matter. They're focused on the internal plan, which is taking the next step, and it's not competing for a division, a winnable division. If you're a long-suffering Tiger fan, has not seen the playoffs in 10 years, it's probably not going to happen this year. And if it happens this year, it's going to be by accident, which I'm sure Scott Harris would be happy about, but whatever. So I hated the comment. I thought it was infuriating. I don't see any reason why you can't try to win the division this year and still get your team better for the future. So we talked about it. Here's what people are saying. At 7 Mile Dem says Randy Smith, ERA 2.0. That's funny. How about this one? At ICAP $4, 92.14. Tigers aren't doing anything this year. Ownership clearly doesn't want to spend a dime. Why should we? I actually think of these things a little differently. I don't think Chris Ilitch would have a problem spending for a couple of players if Scott Harris went to him and said, listen, I want a Matt Chapman or a JD Martinez. You know, the names we talk about all the time. I just don't think Scott Harris wants those guys. I think Scott Harris doesn't want to start his clock. Job security, it makes perfect sense. Why come out and make a big splash in the offseason when you know you don't have to? Because the second you make a big splash, you pretty much announce you're here. And if you don't have success, then people are going to start to wonder why. So I know why Scott Harris is doing it. I just don't like it. At GSOF underscore oven, Scott Harris must be hanging out with Tom Gores too much. I like that. And then I got one more for you. This is from at DTownPunk77. You can always count on 97.1 the ticket to bring you down. Seriously, all you guys do is bitch and moan about everything. Goes on to say, Carson Anderson do good work. They actually put in work and don't just complain. So there you go, a sampling of the comments. Let me know on the comments section, do you think the Detroit sports media is negative? Furthermore, are you worn out by the Red Wings playoff push? All right. It's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. Fun as always. We'll catch you next time on a Friday. Did the Wings win? Sure fucking hope so. It's been brutal. Bye, everybody.